didn't actually ask any questions at all. All we did was say to black men, I know you have a question that you've always wanted to ask some other black men, but for all kinds of reasons, you haven't asked that question. So this project will be a vehicle for you to ask that question. And the project will get you an answer to that question. And in exchange, we have questions that have come from the black male community that we would like you to answer, and we just use video as a way of presenting those questions to men. And so we recorded both black men looking into the camera, asking as if they were speaking to another black man that they've always wanted to ask this question of. And they would ask the question, and then in video form, we would present that question to someone who was likely to have an answer to the question and record that. And then because they weren't in each other's presence, they were willing to ask really tough and provocative questions that had always been on their mind. Like, for example, young boys who don't have fathers or grandfathers or elders in their life would ask questions like, what does it feel to see someone lose their life? I mean, these are young boys who are surrounded by violence. Or more conservative black men would ask, as if they were speaking to, you know, working class black men, they would say, are you comfortable with the impact you're having on your community? Which, of course, that question carries a real implication, you know.
Exactly. Was there a question that you kept running into over and over again?
Well, there were lots of questions that had to do with the nature of black male identity. There were lots of questions that came, as I said, from younger black men asking for guidance and advice from older black men. There were philosophical questions. Like, for example, one really interesting and provocative question was, is there someone in your life whose negative influence has encouraged you to do something positive with your life? And so another question might be, tell me about this thing called the code of the streets. Like, what is that? I keep hearing about it. It sounds so counterproductive, you know, that you would know someone committed a crime in your neighborhood and not work with the police. Like, so what is this code of the street and why would you do that? And I realized that asking questions is a really powerful way to have people disclose things that they don't know about the other, but also solicit information. So I thought, well, if I simply put them in separate places and just use videotape as a way to get them to ask the questions that are so much on their hearts, maybe people would be willing to be more frank and more open. And so that's how Question Bridge came to be. I just did an experiment.
It seems like the exhibit is trying to reach out to multiple platforms. For one thing, it's trying to establish that black men have a lot of commonalities that a lot of other men and a lot of other people feel. There's no need to feel scared or worried or fearful about what another black man has to offer. And at the same time, it's trying to open up this amazing, spacious dialogue.
That's right. That's right. I worked together in a team with three people, especially Hank Willis Thomas, who was a graduate student of mine, and Baite Ross Smith, another graduate student of mine. They had graduated and gone on to careers before they came back and proposed the idea of reviving the initial project. And so the three of us got together and traveled around the South and the Midwest and New York and Philadelphia and gathered all this content.
How do you feel that by focusing on one race and one gender in particular will help to create a dialogue about all races and all genders?
When we did this, we did it because, you know, we were African-American men ourselves. And so as artists, it was something that we really felt we needed to do within our own cluster of issues. But we quickly understood that that the methodology itself of Question Bridge does lend itself to any group that nominally belongs to each other, but has divisions within that group that could be bridged, if you will, using this process. And so what the feedback that we've gotten is that because this process worked so well, the men were willing to be so vulnerable and so honest, and the kinds of things that they had to say were so persuasive and so necessary to hear. If a process like this works with black men, who in some ways are the most opaque demographic in our culture, I mean, people have so many projections onto black men that make it hard for people to see the humanity of black men. If this process works with black men, then inevitably it could work with black women. You know, I hear this all the time. Like, when will there be a question bridge, colon, black women?
That's what I would love. I was going to ask that. When is there going to be a question bridge for black women?
Well, my suggestion is that this is an open source notion. one thing that we learned is that it was really necessary for us to maintain the sanctity, if you will, of the black male space in order to do this version of the project as well as we did. I think that black women would have to do this, or Native Americans. I mean, I really am inspired by the idea that a question bridge between Native Americans who choose to live a tribal life and those who don't would be really profound. But obviously, I couldn't do that in the same way that I was able to work with Hank and Baite to do question bridge black male. So our hope is that the idea propagates on its own, and that's begun to happen. We've gotten people from Okinawa. I've had contact from people in the Middle East who were inspired by what they've heard about or seen in Question Bridge. Our hope is that we can sort of support, based on our experience, the idea just sort of propagating itself, going viral, because we really feel as if there's something essential here about the process of facilitating through a kind of safe mediation, people speaking honestly to each other about things that are, you know, in their hearts all the time.
How do you feel that this is a way for black men to move forward? How do you feel that having this dialogue is an essential way for black men to keep moving forward?
Well, it operates on a couple of different levels. I think, and I know because it's had, you know, a fair amount of exposure. And so we've had feedback from black men that the experience of being in the question bridge process, of being in a setting where a question that they've always carried in their hearts gets to be expressed, that by itself, you know, we're artists, and so we believe in the power of expression. And so just taking something that's a kind of diffuse notion in your head and formulating it into a question and speaking it out into the world itself is a healing act. Responding to a question, I mean, having someone in a safe way ask you a penetrating, meaningful question, and then discovering that you have a resource of wisdom within yourself and expressing it, that is a healing act. So both sides of the question bridge process, if you will, are healing for participants. People who see it, black men who see it, get a chance to witness this sort of faux conversation, and those who see it hear both questions and answers that they carry in their lives expressed in a public, very elegant, formal way. And so that's very healing. And frankly, we hope that non-African Americans who go and see it come away with different impressions than they would have had of black men. And I think that creates a different environment for black men to be themselves. Now, I realize that's, you know, that's a kind of grandiose expectation. But, you know, we're artists, and so that's what artists do. We dream.
As you've taken this exhibit to other places, it's been to Florida, it's been to Brooklyn, it's been to Utah. What has been the overall reaction and response from other people?
It's been overwhelming. We get opportunities to do both the installations, and there are many different forms that the installation takes. The response from the community in our culture has been just overwhelming. The responses people have given us to the installations, the whole installation is a three-hour experience. People came back or they sat through the whole thing. It's really been gratifying to do this. You know, it started out as a very humble idea, and it's become something of an institution, and it's very gratifying. And people have said that it's so necessary, that what it does more than anything else is it breaks down monolithic ideas of what it means to be a black man. Because you walk in and you see the widest possible spectrum of African-American men from various ages and sexual orientations and classes and levels of profession. And they're all there asking really penetrating questions and providing complex and sometimes contradictory answers to those same questions. And so you can't go in with one idea of what a black male, quote-unquote, is and come out with this, that same idea. We really do feel as if this process, this project, will in its own small way shift the equation of what perceptions of black men are in our culture.
What do you want people who are going to be viewing this for the first time, what do you want them to ultimately be able to take away from it?
I want them to walk in with whatever impression they have of what a black man thinks and feels, and walk out and know that any black man that they see next could have been in that project, because that's literally the way we did it. I mean, I have vivid memory of driving. I'd never been to Chicago before we did the project there. I was getting a ride from the airport with our team, and I saw a tall, young black man wearing a red beret and realized, you know, that he was a guardian angel. And so I said, pull over. And we just grabbed him and brought him into the project. That's the way it worked. Like Baite and I were in New Orleans, and we ran into this young man over in Algiers across the river, and he came in and gave us one of the most powerful questions. So anybody who walks out of Question Bridge, I think, gets the feeling from the spontaneity and sincerity of the way people in the project speak. They know that any black man that they seek could have been in this project, and I hope that they feel more open to allowing the humanity of black men to be a part of their lives, that they trust the voices of black men more than they did before they went in. That's our hope.
You were in a lot of different places. You went from schools to prisons to homes to...
Absolutely.
You were in a lot of different backgrounds in order to find these answers to these questions. What was the answer regarding the N-word? I know that was asked about a lot within the exhibit.
Yeah. That turned out to be one of the questions that provoked the widest range of different answers, because there were African-American men who were just profoundly offended by the use of that word. And so what they had to say is, anybody who uses that word in any setting is obviously buying into a degradation of what it means to be a black man. Then there were others who said, hey, you know, this is a word that's part of our culture, and, you know, we should feel entitled to use it any way that we want.
And I've seen, you know, it's an argument that comes up over and over again. You know, some people say, you know, the NAACP, I believe, buried the N-word. And then you see it freely used in rap lyrics all the time. You know, it's just,
That's right. Well, I think what that question does, as much as anything it does, as anything else, is it makes the point that black culture is as diverse and in some ways conflicted as any culture is about itself. I mean, there are as many divisions in any group, any demographic that seems like a whole from the outside, as there are in the black community. And so I think the more than anything else, if you can diffuse the tension around those divisions and make it clear that despite the fact that there are those divisions, we still need each other, and we need safe and, I guess, open ways to share a meaningful conversation across those divisions, then we will all be healthier. And that's what Question Bridge tries to do, in this case with black males, but I think, you know, the same process could work with any demographic. And so that's what our hope is.